Also, I just want to say, express my gratitude for Lumpur Mahaprasad. He talked about us meeting in 1991, but when we were given the land by Master Xuan Hua in 1995, I went to tell him. I said, Tanajan, you know, we've just been given this land in Redwood Valley in Mendocino County. And he said, oh, I know the place. I said, no, not Redwood City. This is Redwood Valley. It's a really tiny little town in Mendocino. He said, yeah, I know the place. I said, no. And it's really small. And it's not where the big trees are. It's not like the big redwood trees. It's a town called Redwood Valley, you know, getting very English. You know, speak slowly and enunciate, and then they'll understand. He said, yeah, no, I know the place. He says, my friend, Dr. Peter, lives there. And we had just met Peter LaRiviere and Mary Curran, who lived next door. We just had met them and introduced ourselves to them. I said, Peter LaRiviere? He said, yeah, Dr. Peter. And his wife is called Mary. I said, Mary Curran? Yes, Peter and Mary. Yes, they're good friends of mine. I said, what? If you know how many Bay Area people even come up to Mendocino, let alone inland Mendocino rather than the coast. He said, yeah, they're my good friends. I go up there very often. So, and it turned out that he indeed, and Mary and Peter had dedicated their property to be a forest retreat for Ajahn Mahaprasad. So, again, not to get too sort of superstitious, but it was a very curious connection that of all the people all the people that he knew in Mendocino County, one couple, they're our next door neighbors, and they're good friends. And the first time we were walking through the property, we stumbled across one of their buildings and saw they had a set of Thai shrine tables and a Thai Buddha image. I think it was Debbie came across that and said, "Oh, our neighbors have got a Thai Buddha in their property. That's unusual." So it turned out to be Ajahn Mahaprasad, who was good friends of theirs. And so it was an extraordinarily beneficial and a close friendship that we had with Peter and Mary. So also I feel it's good to mention their names at this time. They were very welcoming, and that they were both semi-former practicing Christians and also interested in Buddhism. So they were incredibly happy to be sandwiched between the Christian monastery and the Buddhist monastery. So Father Damien and myself did what we called a mixed blessing. A mixed blessing for one of the buildings, the guest building on the Casa Serena land. And it was really interesting how our Thai traditional blessing ceremony was very close to their Ukrainian Uniate blessing ceremony. It was sprinkling water and chanting and so on.